The Czech Republic on Saturday marked the 23rd anniversary of the Velvet Revolution, which toppled the communist rule in the country. Top Czech officials commemorated the student march of November 1989, which led to the fall of the communist regime, as well as the Nazi persecution of Czech students from 50 years before. But this year, the anniversary was partly overshadowed by anti-government rallies held in Prague and other places in protest against the government's austerity program. Around 15,000 people came to Prague's Wenceslas Square on Saturday to protest against the policies of the Czech government. Organized by the country's trade unions and other groups, the rally called for the centre-right cabinet of Prime Minister Petr Nečas to step down. The protesters slammed the government's austerity measures, including budget cuts, and criticized the reform of the pension system, which they said would benefit banks, not pensioners. They also denounced a 120 billion crowns agreement to return and compensate for church property confiscated by the communist regime. And many of the people who came out to the streets on Saturday criticized perceived high levels of corruption in the government sector. This man complained that so much public money had been stolen and no one knew what to do about it and how to fix it. While this young man, brandishing a sign that read "I'm 17 and have had enough," said he had enough of this government's working for the benefit of various lobby groups. One of the speakers addressing the rally in Prague's Wenceslas Square was the head of the Czech Trade Unions Association, Jaroslav Zavadil.
We can't be happy with what's going on. We have to keep protesting against the current government. They should have stepped down a long time ago. In fact, they should not just step down. They should run away from the anger of the people. They have no idea about the problems of ordinary people. They don't know what it's like to be unemployed. That's why they're doing what they're doing.
Although Prague and other cities have seen larger anti-government protests, Prime Minister Petr Nečas addressed the criticism, admitting that some people, such as pensioners and single mothers, were in a difficult situation. But Mr. Nečas said his government was not deaf to the critical voices and had softened some of its austerity measures to protect those with the lowest incomes. President Václav Klaus, Prime Minister Petr Nečas and other officials came to Prague's Národní třída on Saturday to commemorate the student march of November 1989. They also marked the 83rd anniversary of the Nazi reprisal of Czech university students. On the 17th of November 1939, the Nazis executed several student leaders and closed down Czech universities in retaliation for protest against the German occupation. Speaking outside a student hall of residence raided by Nazi police on that day, Mr. Klaus said those events should not be forgotten.
We should also make sure that today or tomorrow we do not act as if these events from 83 years ago had not taken place at all. That's what has become a concern for me.
Czech President Václav Klaus speaking in Prague on Saturday on the occasion of the Day of the Fight for Freedom and Democracy.